soldiers from the Army Signal Corps in North Khartoum.
So far, I've hunted down 3 enemy vehicles, circulated this on social media. God is the greatest.
There's been intense fighting in this area and in Khartoum, despite a 7-day ceasefire, and in the city of Al Ubaid in North Kordofan State. Elsewhere in the capital, a militarized police unit exchanges fire with the Rapid Support Forces. The army, led by General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, has ruled out negotiations.
The government of Sudan has agreed only to the ceasefire and not to any mediation regarding the resolution of the conflict. This is simply because it is a rebellion against the Sudanese armed forces by a group once affiliated to the army. To us, the final solution will be decided on the ground.
Neighboring South Sudan brokered the current ceasefire, the latest in a string of truces. It wants the warring generals to hold direct talks.
Our approach and strategy is to leave the solution to the Sudanese people. We cannot set preconditions, but we can facilitate the meeting between the commanders of the army and the Rapid Support Forces.
The United Nations is using the ceasefire to call for the safe passage of desperately needed aid. Both the army and the Rapid Support Forces have repeatedly stated that they're committed to opening humanitarian corridors, yet fighting continues. Prior to the conflict, 15 million people were reliant on humanitarian assistance for survival. That number has now increased, with tens of thousands displaced and aid meant for those in need looted or destroyed. And here in Khartoum, people have been trapped for days with no power or running water, and in some parts, unable to even buy food to sustain themselves. Sudan is rich in natural resources, but despite this, the UN classifies it as a low-income country and says it cannot cope with the unfolding humanitarian crisis.
The fighting needs to stop, and to stop now, before more people die and this conflict explodes into an all-out war that could affect the region for years to come.
The fate of millions of Sudanese is in the hands of two men, locked in a power struggle, refusing to lay down their weapons and negotiate. Hiba Morgan, Al Jazeera, Khartoum.